This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. First show of the semester, I'll be joining you guys every Monday at 10 a.m. sharp, with some great tunes, some good music. I've got a really good set list put together today. This first tune that I've introduced myself with today was Fess Up by Deer Park, off the album Terra Inferma, which I've been listening to quite a bit lately. Yeah, I've got stuff from all branches of left field today, and I'll be keeping up this kind of business for the rest of the hour. So tune in, enjoy, and have a nice morning with me, please. Thank you. Again, this was a Fess Up by Deer Park. Next up, we've got Free State Fence by Kalahari Surfers, a song that I've been jamming to a little bit lately, so hopefully you enjoy that too. Again, it's the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and I'll be with you for the next hour.
Sing out gesang een en dertig, al vijf verse.
Don't cry, gangsta.
Don't cry, gangsta.
Don't cry, gangsta. Don't die, gangster.
Don't stumble, gangster.
Don't trip, gangster.
Don't trip, gangster.
Don't trip, gangster.
Don't die, gangster.
Don't die, gangster. Don't cry, gangster.
Don't stumble, gangster.
Don't cry, gangster.
Pretty good start this morning, and I'll just talk for a brief moment about what we're listening to, because why not? That last tune was Don't Cry Gangster by Club Prizren, and this one is Times Is Drawing Nigh by Ross Michael, from the reggae classic Love Thy Neighbor, I believe produced by Lee Scratch Perry, the godfather of dub, is that what they call him? I don't know, but what you should know is that Lee Scratch Perry, who just passed away in the last couple years, unfortunately, was one of the men behind the incredible, inventive dub sound that developed in Jamaica. And he mixed and mastered a ton of albums in his Black Ark studio, is what it was called. And this was one of them. And it's pretty crazy and, like, fuzzy and awesome and pretty experimental, so I think that he's now hailed as one of the great experimental musicians of this big wide world's musical tradition. So I'll let you just hear the song again. The song's titled Time Is Drawing Nigh.
Can I take the thing? Some of the great.
Does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta read a PSA, so here's one for ya. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and the flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but also those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org, and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Alright, well that's that. I have to say I disagree with that PSA. I don't like that it frames washing your hands as like a few extra minutes a day. Those should be like built into your day already because you should be washing your hands. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about music, because that's what I'm here to play, and that's what I'm here to talk about. Those last couple songs, again, we had that Ross Michael song, Times is Drawing Nigh. I believe Ross Michael was another name for Dadawa, who has made some pretty beloved and iconic reggae and dub stuff. But that fact just came to me, and I don't remember if it's true or not. Anyways, The song following that was Spinning Bird Kick by Alpha Maid from her EP Shed, which I've been pretty into lately. Alpha Maid's pretty awesome, has worked a lot with Micah Levi, who's one of my personal goats. She just makes some cool, like, garagey, metal-y stuff that I think is kind of fun and lo-fi in a cool way. That last tune was Mute Fastened by Julio Erasmus and The End of the Worm. Julio Erasmus also just did an album called Hard Sell. Super weird and freaky and dubby and kind of funky, and I really like it. That was a little tester of that. And then this one playing right now that I've talked over, I chose to talk over because I played it on the radio over the summer. New York Grief 86 by Princess Demony. You know, good tune, but I've listened to it a lot in the last couple months, so I figure I can talk over it. But whatever. I'll introduce my next song. We have a classic song from a classic record, 8,000 Days by Molly Nilsson from her, I believe, debut album, These Things Take Time, which was released in 2009. Again, yeah, a classic. Hopefully you enjoy.
And there are between. The city you loved well, it shines most in memory. You're like a private tour guide these days.
Out.
talk a little bit as this tune wraps itself up. Last couple songs we've had, again, 8,000 Days by Molly Nilsson. Absolutely lovely song, which I had to follow with a song by an equally lovely band, The Thousand First by Cindy. New thing they did for a compilation for Tough Love Records, I believe. Haven't heard the full compilation, but Cindy has been a band that for nearly a year now has really enchanted me, and I've really enjoyed. And now we have Brigstowe by Tara Clerk and Trio, off the EP On the Turning Ground from 2 years ago. And I put this one on the set list today because Tara Clerk and Trio is playing Warehouse 11 in Somerville tomorrow, and I'm going to be there. So if you see me there, say hi. If you don't, you're missing out on a good show, probably. And yeah, that's that on that. Anyways, for this one, we've got Princess Guiana by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt off the record Backstage Raver. Came out last year. Super classic already. Amazing, amazing, amazing record. And yeah, I'll be continuing to play tunes, I guess, until my time runs out, so keep it locked. Again, this is Princess Guiana by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make some closing remarks. I still got one more song though, so don't go just yet. Those last couple songs, we had Be Brave by Section 25, Skeletons Coupling by Mark William Lewis, which was the single for the Mark William Lewis self-titled album that just dropped. I didn't even really like the album that much, but that single is absolutely incredible. And as always, Mark William Lewis shows that he has the potential to write just some perfect, perfect songs. Then we had Crystal by Deer Park. That last tune was Final Generations by Reza K. And then we have Suntan by Snuggle, who I believe is a band from Copenhagen, Denmark, where my girlfriend is right now. Shout out to you, Allie. I know that you're listening, I think. And I've got one more song for y'all, Family Way by Moyne and Sophia Almeria from the newest Moyne record, You Never End. I always think of it as the new Moyne record, but it came out like a year ago now. Really good stuff, really amazing stuff. Moyne is the probably best band of all time. And if you've been with me today, listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, my name is Jack, and I want to thank you for listening. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. And I would like to say, in case he is listening, which, unclear, happy birthday to my other friend Jack, because it's his birthday. He's turning 22 today, so everyone, say happy birthday to Jack if you see him. Not me, Jack, my friend Jack. Anyways, for my final tune of the day, we've got Family Way by Moyne. Have a good one. Enjoy the song. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Medford. Hello there. It is 11 o'clock here on WMFO.